Hello and welcome to Stroongecast episode 17.
Back to school.
Firstly, Happy New Year. It is January 2025 as we record this, and it is cold in London and it's trying to snow but not really succeeding much, is it?
Well, it's stopped now, but it was attempting.
Yeah, it does that. So we hope you all had a nice holiday period. It's back to school day for our children today, so the house does feel slightly empty, and there's always sort of like a sense of, well, a lack of sense, if you know. It's quiet in a weird way that's hard to explain. When they're upstairs and, you know that it's quiet because they're watching something or doing something, the energy is different.
Or sleeping. The whole morning.
And at this time of the morning, they would be, what time are we now?
Just gone half nine.
Half nine, that's it. Yeah. So, we wouldn't see them for a bit, but now it's quiet in a weird way, isn't it? You can tell. Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah, definitely. The dog can tell. She's not tucked up in bed with them like she would be.
Oh, okay. Is she on the sofa?
Yeah.
Back to the old spot.
Mm-hmm.
And we return back to our old pre-you-know-what music. It's past the 6th of January now, so I can't really say the word anymore. But anyway, here we are, and we have some questions and answers for you this week. Do you want to start with the answer from the previous podcast?
Yeah. So we did a quiz question, didn't we?
We did.
Which was a true or false answer. So it was a common tradition in Spain is to ring in the new year.
Wow.
I know, the new year. The new year by eating 12 olives. Do you know what the answer was?
So it's a true or false question.
Yes.
I don't, but I'll have a guess and I'll say that it's true.
So it's false. They actually eat 12 grapes.
Oh.
And it's supposed to be eaten along with the 12 bongs of the clock at midnight.
Right.
And it's supposed to bring good luck for the following year.
Well, I just imagine if you've got one of those really tiny wall clocks that goes bing, bing, bing really fast, you've got to scoff grapes like a mad person. Big Ben would be fine.
Yeah, you don't want to be choking on grapes. It's quite dangerous.
Big Ben would be okay because, he's stately and has quite a long time between each.
Yes. I think there is an additional thing that goes along with it that you're supposed to eat it under the table. I don't know what the significance of that is, but
that just sounds wrong.
It does. So we thought we'd do another one for next week as well, because, people seem to like the quiz questions.
Yeah.
So for next week, the question is, how many dots appear on a pair of dice?
Oh, it's a pair of dice. Nice. Yep. Like it. Yeah, I would actually have to think about that, but luckily I don't have to answer it, so it's right.
No, although I'm going to ask you next week, so you might want to come prepared.
Oh, great. Right, I'll get on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome to this week, and you have something cool to tell us.
The escape room.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah. So last,
I did not go to it.
You did not. Last week, my sister and I took the kids to an escape room, which we've never done before. We've talked about it. And for those that don't know what it is, you basically go into a room, the door is shut behind you, and they're usually themed around something. The one that we went to was Alice in Wonderland themed, obviously, for our Alice. And there could be anything. They had Doctor Who themes, pirate themes. There's horror ones. My sister had been to a horror one before. It's all kinds. And there are clues and things hidden around the room that you have to find to unlock other clues and other pieces in order to try and escape the room. And you have a certain amount of time. So we had an hour. And it was absolutely amazing. We had so much fun. It's quite a small room, but they pack so much into it and it's so well themed and you've got sounds and music. And it was just like the best puzzle game ever. It was so clever.
Interactive puzzle.
So interactive.
Was it as good as the Control Alt Escape inside Number 9 episode?
It wasn't scary for starters, but it is that kind of thing where, obviously I'm not going to say too much. I don't want to give anything away if anyone were to do it, But you have to, there's a scroll which tells you initially, and then you have to, you know, things go in different places to unlock other things. You have to touch things next to each other. Some things are magnetic. Some things it's the order. Other scrolls appear. Like, there's so many different elements to it.
Yeah. I have a theory about people that make escape rooms. They're the same people that build IKEA furniture. Because how do you think in ways like this? My brain cannot work that kind of stuff out.
Yeah, it could be.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
It's nuts.
The other thing is, if you get stuck, you can ring a bell, and then I don't know what they're called. I know that they have a name, but the person who, what are they called? It's not a quiz master.
The escape master.
Yeah, maybe. Basically, there's cameras everywhere, so they're watching you, obviously, to make sure that you're not breaking anything, or, you know,
breaking
if you
yourself.
Do need help, then they're watching. But you can ask for a hint, and then they'll sort of, in the theme of whatever room you're in. So for us, being Alice in Wonderland, it was in a sort of style of the Cheshire Cat voice, just giving you a little guide towards the next bit if you get really, really stuck, which we did a couple of times, because some of them, you're just like, I can't see
how that works.
Yeah, or I can't think what I'm supposed to do with this. You know, you're surrounded by all these different things, and you're like, well, which one do I need to do now, you know, in the right order and stuff. So
did the kids get some ideas and some answers?
Yeah. No, they were great. They were really good. And it was just really nice to have, because you're not allowed to have your phone, obviously. No. You know, can't be recording anything or sharing anything. They don't want it to be spoiled, you know, shared around social media and stuff. So it was really nice to just have that whole hour not thinking, oh, I need to take a picture, or there was just none of that. We just all completely got immersed into it.
Off grid.
Yeah. And you've got them sort of saying, you know, how much time you've got left. And we did manage to escape the room in 51 minutes. We were quite proud of ourselves.
You had 9 minutes left.
Yeah, we did good.
You might not be here to talk about it if you didn't.
Yeah, I would still be here.
Okay.
Stuck in there with the white rabbit.
Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to give a shout out to this place? Where is it?
It was called Escape Hunt, and it was on New Oxford Street.
Didn't even know that. I said this to you the other day. I didn't even know there was a New Oxford Street. I go to Oxford Street, but New Oxford Street.
Yeah. It's just, you know, not even a 5-minute walk from Tottenham Court Road station.
Oh, now that's an area I am familiar with.
Yes.
I like Tottenham Court Road.
But it was, yeah, lots of fun. We're definitely going to do others again.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm.
Well, for me, on Saturday, I decided I would get back into live streaming on YouTube, because I hadn't done it for 11 months. The last time I did was February of 2024. And I like live streaming. So what I decided to do was, this time, I've been suffering with a lot of creative block over the last few years, probably since sort of pandemic hit, and it's been quite annoying and depressing. And I wanted to change that. So on Saturday, I decided I would spin up a live stream and I would write something on camera. A new piece of music, which I did, and I'm pleased that it worked out the way it did. So that, because I work well under pressure, it forced me to do something. I said, come hell or high water, by the end of this live stream, I'll have put something down. And because I was performing, it's different. If I'm just here in my living room and, you know, doing it, no one has to hear that I failed. But on camera, somebody's watching. So it helped me to do something. And I actually finished a full-length track I'm quite happy with. So that's nice. And I have a gig this Saturday coming up, playing in a little cocktail bar in East London, which is nice. I do it every couple of months. So that's the first event for me this year. And last podcast, we talked about the other stuff, so I don't need to do that again. But yeah. Oh, and I'm going to take you out for lunch next week somewhere.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yes.
So this leads us nicely onto our sort of next thing, segue. You got some cards over the Christmas, didn't you? I said the word. Oh, damn.
You were allowed to say the word.
Over the holiday period, you got some cards.
No, you can say Christmas. It's just it's called Talking Hearts, which is very slushy. But it's just cards with different questions to sort of talk with your partner about. Just right. to sort of, I don't know, get you talking, spark some kind of conversation. And I just thought it might be quite fun. You know, might learn something about each other.
Yes, and then you can ask your partners it too and see what you come up with.
Yeah.
I think this would be fun. We can pose to the wild world. And hopefully, you guys and girls and everything else, you can give us some comments.
Definitely.
You ask your partner some of these questions and see what they say to you.
Yeah.
All right, go on then, start us off.
Okay. So we're just going to pick these completely at random.
There's 100 in the deck.
There are 100 cards, but they have two questions, one on each side. So it's potentially 200 questions. So we're making sure that we haven't talked about these before or don't, you know what's coming.
Not at all.
So the first question that I have is, what is your favorite family tradition?
Oh, wow. Okay. Favorite family tradition. Well, Christmas, actually. I said it again.
Can't get away from it.
No, apparently not. And because we've done that for so many years and it's very fun, I really like that a lot.
Yep.
Back at you.
I would say exactly the same, to be honest. Christmas, it follows the exact same kind of routine every year. You know, the getting up, doing presents and everything at home, going to my mum and dad's at lunchtime, staying there for the afternoon, playing games, whatever it might be.
I record all of the present openings every year and I use the same headset I have done for the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah. And it's starting to die, that headset, and I'm kind of annoyed about it. So it's going to break tradition at some point. I may be able to not use it. But I have a folder full of recordings of all of the Christmas openings going back quite a few years. So that's kind of part of my tradition. And also you can sort of hear how people change over time. Sound of my snapshot.
Certainly the kids' voices.
Well, that's it.
Jake going from little squeaky Jake to big, deep,
yep,
booming man voice.
Absolutely. Okay. All right, then.
Your turn.
Oh, yeah. I've got some over here, haven't I? I've got some cards. I took a few. I have no idea what's on any of them because they're print and not braille friendly. So I'm going to turn one over, doesn't know which matter which is, and slide it across the desk. And she will grab it. And
okay. Then,
since I asked first, you have to read and answer. I know it's not really fair, is it? But
okay, so I will read the side in which you gave it to me.
Yep.
What's your top priority for the remainder of the year?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So because I answered first, you have to answer it.
Oh.
I know. That's the whole thing.
Top priority. I think that probably is to do more together. So whether that be just you and me or all four of us, but to go out and do more. You know, we spend time at home together and we hang out and stuff, but actually going out and doing things.
That's quite easy, isn't it?
Yeah, but going out and doing more, I think, is...
Well, it's funny because we are quite in lockstep, you see. This is how we have so much in common, despite not having a lot in common, we have a lot in common, which might seem like a sort of oxymoron, but you'll see why. Because I would say the same. When I was thinking about what I'd like to do more, it's doing things together, going out, all four of us or two of us. Because I think in one of the early episodes, we talked about not being able to go out too much. Mm. But we went to Pizza Express that one time and we had a nice time. And I think, you know, when you don't do something for a long time, you forget how nice it is. So when you start to do that again, you kind of remember how much you missed doing it.
I think it's just the, the daily life that we just get sort of stuck in a routine of me doing this, you doing that. And the sort of going out doesn't really
factor in.
Yeah.
Life becomes a bit like a circular racetrack.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think we would both agree that making more time to go out and do different things, and not just to go out and eat, but I know that's your favorite, but to do different things, maybe.
Yeah, we can go to museums. I like museums.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Science Museum in the Netherlands?
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was so cool.
That was really fun. Because it was so interactive.
Hugely.
Yeah, and not just the children's part. That's the big thing. At most museums, you know, the kids' part is interactive. And then the rest of it is, well, you just have to read and look at stuff. But at that museum, there were so many different things that we could, and that you could get involved with.
That's why I like science museums in particular, because they don't have a lot of stuff behind display cases or in that I can't get any hands on with.
Yeah.
That was true in Estonia as well. Jakob and his mum took me to the science museum in Estonia and again, had an amazing day that day. I loved it. So good. I think I'd like to go back to the London one because I haven't been since I was a child. I used to get my dad, and I'm sure he got sick of it, but nearly every time we'd be together over the weekend, I'd get him to take me to the science museum. Because I liked it so much.
That's nice.
It was fun. But I haven't been in years. So there we go. I'd like to go back.
Okay.
It has been spoken. All right. What you got for me?
Okay. Next. Okay. How did you try to impress me in the beginning of our relationship?
Oh. I bought you a set of cordless phones.
You do.
Because
I don't know, that's just really funny. You know, most men would buy flowers or go chocolate. Out to dinner, wine, whatever it might be. You bought me phones.
I did. Because you didn't have to have a long curly cord that you couldn't sit on the bed with or the chair with because it was far from your anything as far as I remember when you had your phone.
Yeah.
I don't remember the flat much, but I remember it being sort of in the middle of no man's land. So I bought you cordless. That's me to a T.
Yes,
really.
Definitely is.
What about you?
I listened to everything that you did so that we could talk. And that doesn't mean like, oh, now I don't listen to anything because we're married. That's not true. But I just mean like every time you were on, you know, you used to do your radio show.
I did.
And all the different things, all the different music pieces that you put out. I listened to everything. Every radio show, I would be there listening.
You were very loyal. I appreciated that. It was a late one, wasn't it? I used to do 10 till 1 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I stopped listening after we had a baby.
Yeah, you did.
That was not going to happen. Quite
rightly.
But yeah, I wanted you to realise that I was keen. So that was what I did.
I knew that. That was fine. It was good. There were so many messages and stuff. We'd write back and forth and you'd ask me to play certain tracks and stuff.
Yeah.
It was good times.
Yeah.
Wow. It's funny because that seems like such a lifetime ago doing the radio show. I mean, it was a lifetime ago, but it's weird to think about.
A whole Jake lifetime.
A whole Jake lifetime. Yeah. And I said to you the other day, we weren't together in 2000, but I said to you the other day that 2025 being the year is one thing, but realizing that the year 2000 was 25 years ago is an entirely different thing.
Yeah.
That does not compute in my head.
No, it's really weird, isn't it?
It's just wrong. Ugh, that didn't reach.
It's all right, it's all right.
I have sent her down the desk because we're quite far apart in the way that this room is set up. I have to like whiz a card across the desk. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
What have you done this year that has made the biggest impact on your life?
Nothing. Although this is you to go because it's me to you.
To be fair, what have we done this year?
In 7 days.
Yeah.
Well, you've been to the. That wasn't this year, was it?
Oh yeah, no, it was.
The escape room this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not sure how that.
You can go. I think, given where we are, you're allowed to talk about last year then.
Okay.
So, what have you done last year that's been a big impact on your life?
What have I done? That's a good question.
Isn't it? It's a tough one. I like these cards, I've got to say.
They do make you think. Which. It's good because that was the side that was a thoughtful question.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to keep harping back to Disney, but I would say that just that whole thing just being able to do all of that myself and do something where I don't have much confidence in myself, you know, with the tiredness and the anxiety and blah, 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 all of that. It just makes me doubt everything that I do. And so I like to always check everything with the closest available adult, whether that's you or my mom or my sister or whoever.
Yeah.
So doing that and having to be the only adult that could make the decisions and, you know, not be able to say, oh, do you think that's right? Should I have done this instead? Has just made me sort of realize that actually I can still trust myself.
Yes.
So yeah.
That's a good one.
What about you?
I booked a cruise.
Yeah, that's definitely an impact, isn't it?
That was ground shaking. Like, I'm still scared of it.
Bank shaking.
Yeah, that too. And of course, we haven't seen the results of it yet, but just doing it and getting it out the way was really something.
And knowing that it's coming up.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to it this year.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that's kind of, you know, inevitable, and it's good inevitable, not bad inevitable. And I'm just very excited for it.
Yeah.
So much I want to do. And, you know, I was talking to a couple of friends on a WhatsApp group the other day about the best way to record on board the ship.
Oh, yeah.
To do the cruise cast. And I realized that I don't need to take much with me because I already keep everything that I would need in the laptop bag.
Of course.
So I've got a recorder in there and I've got two mics that are clip-on mics. So I don't really need to do anything special. Can record with that, bring it into Logic and still edit from the ship. Thanks to buying the big Wi-Fi plan that we bought.
We certainly did. I've forgotten how much that was, but I think it was the biggest Wi-Fi plan that is possible to buy.
For four people.
Yeah.
Because we're going to rinse it. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I think this is a nice short one. It's a good stopping point. Unless you've got something else you wanted to add. But I like this.
No.
I really like these cards. You know, they're kind of addictive. I keep wanting to know more.
We'll come back to
them. We'll definitely come back to them. Because I love kind of what they ask. The questions you wouldn't necessarily think to ask by yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
So well done, whatever you're called. Talking Hearts.
Yeah.
Bit slashy name, but the questions are not particularly ugh.
No.
So well done. Yeah. So we'll thank you for listening. And don't forget, wherever you're listening, you can now listen in multiple places, whether that's YouTube or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Downcast or Procaster, I think. We keep finding new places where the podcast shows up. When you do a web search for it, I found a bunch of different websites that show up. So that's quite nice. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you can also leave comments, which you couldn't do until recently. So if you'd like to do that and answer any of these card questions there, based on yourself or what your partner says, we'd love to hear, because I think these are quite interactive cards and I'd love to see what people think about them. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Just any opinions on what we've said, or, you know, if it made you and your partner talk about different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to hear.
And if you like them, get yourself a set too, these cards. I like them.
I think there's lots of different kinds like this, so.
What I might try and do next time is see if I can read it with my phone and I can ask the question.
Yeah.
I didn't bother doing it this time because it would have been longer, but I will give it a go. Yeah. I won't say no. Well, with that, I'm going to leave you to it. Have a lovely rest of your day and we'll see you when we see you.
Bye.